Lobbyists, lawyers, and casino leaders met up this week at the 15th annual Saratoga Institute on Equine Racing and Gaming Law, hosted by Albany Law School. It's been about 9 months since New York's three winners in the casino race were announced for resorts in Schenectady, Seneca, and Sullivan counties. Companies are currently finishing up the planning steps before construction begins, but New York has not yet provided the licenses to the selected projects. Speaking after his presentation on a short history of the state's casino law, former Cuomo aide and Albany Law School lawyer in residence Bennett Liebman said the siting process has mostly followed through, as he predicted.
It really isn't too dissimilar than I would have thought, except that the actual process of licensing is somewhat, the pace of that is somewhat slower than I would have hoped for.
Gambling operators are grappling with several issues. Finger Lakes Gaming and Raceway filed a lawsuit arguing that the State Casino Location Board hadn't taken into account how the license awarded to the Lago Casino Project in Seneca County would affect existing gambling venues. The Lago Project is about 25 miles from the Finger Lakes Racino. A New York Supreme Court judge this week threw out the lawsuit while saying New York's casino law does not require protection of racinos. In the Capital Region, the operators of Saratoga Gaming and Raceway are moving forward with a proposed hotel expansion after losing out on full-size casino bids in the Capital Region and Hudson Valley. And in the Southern Tier, Jeff Girl, owner of Tioga Downs, has submitted plans for an expansion that would bring in table gaming. While the Casino Siting Board selected three winners, up to four were eligible in the first round. Girl commented on Governor Cuomo's push for a Southern Tier casino.
So I think the governor's an elected official, and I think he looked at a map and he realized that there was no casino for hundreds of miles along the Pennsylvania border on Route 17. And to his credit, basically asked them to reopen it, because I think no governor can come and make a promise and not keep it.
Girl is so far the only bidder for a Southern Tier casino. He says he hopes to secure a license from the state before the end of the year. Opinions are mixed on overcrowding and competition with Indian casinos. Jason Giles is executive director of the National Indian Gaming Association. He says his organization does not see any oversaturation or limits on how much gambling can grow in New York and beyond.
Everyone is still getting their feet back under them economically. There's a lot of expansion opportunity while interest rates are still low. So we think that in a lot of areas, particularly in New York, where you have a big population base, probably we don't know how much more it can grow, but there's definitely room for growth.
Giles says the focus for tribal casinos is to maintain their current customer bases. Surrounding states like Massachusetts and Pennsylvania are also expanding gambling, while New Jersey and Delaware are considering bailouts for casinos that have failed. Still, Albany-based racing and gambling lobbyist Nicholas Antonucci says he doesn't have an idea of how the Empire State's casinos will compare and compete.
I don't think I know the answer. I don't think anybody knows the answer. But when you look around in the Northeast, seeing what's going on in Atlantic City, seeing what's going on in Pennsylvania and the neighboring states, it's going to be tough for New York to find its footprint in this business. But, you know, I think time will tell.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.